Chapter 8, Food Offered to Idols. Now, concerning the things sacrificed to idols, we know that we all have knowledge. Yet knowledge puffs up, but love builds up. If anyone thinks he knows anything, he does not know anything as he ought to know. But if anyone loves God, the same is known by him. Therefore, concerning the eating of things offered to idols, we know that no idol has real existence, and there is no God but one. For though there are those called gods, whether in heaven or on earth, as there are gods many and lords many, yet to us there is only one God, the Father, of whom are all things, and we are everything to him. And one Lord, Jesus Christ, for the sake of whom are all things, and we exist for his sake. However, there is not in all men that knowledge, but some, being used until now to the idol, eat things sacrificed to an idol, and their conscience, being weak, is defiled. But food will not commend us to God. Neither if we eat not are we the worse, nor if we eat are we the better. But take heed, lest by any means this freedom of yours becomes a stumbling block to the weak. For if a man sees you who have knowledge dining in an idol's temple, will not his conscience, if he is weak, be encouraged to eat things sacrificed to idols? For through your knowledge he that is weak perishes, the brother for whose sake Christ died. And thus, sinning against the believers and wounding their conscience when it is weak, you sin against Christ. Therefore, if food causes my brother to stumble, I will eat no flesh again, so that I do not cause my brother to stumble.